Hello, Malcolm here. A bonus podcast just for this week because I'm preaching on Ephesians chapter 2 on Sunday the 25th of November for the Watford Church of Christ. And I wanted to ask you what your questions or thoughts might be on the end of the chapter. I'm not going to preach the whole chapter, amazing as it is. There's just too much there. So the context will be the rest of chapter 2, but the focus will be the final paragraph, verses 19 to 22, and in particular, verse 22, the final verse, which says, "And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Now there's a ton of theological and spiritual significance in that verse. In him, in Christ, being in him, you too, presumably meaning the Gentiles as well as the Jewish Christians, are being built together. So not a completed dwelling yet, being built together. So merging together or bonding together, working together, has connotations of using their gifts together to become a dwelling. So they're not fully yet the dwelling that God might intend them to be. The building of verse 21, the holy temple of verse 21, the dwelling here of verse 22, a dwelling in which God lives. So God lives there, we dwell there in a sense, God lives there. God is living in this holy temple, this whole building, this dwelling, living in his church. God living there, what's the meaning of that? What's the significance that God dwells amongst us, not just personally, but collectively? And how does he do that? Well, by his Spirit. How does that work? So many questions in this passage. What does it mean to be in him? What does it mean to be being built together, that process? What does it mean to become this dwelling? What does it mean that God lives amongst us? And what does it mean that he lives amongst us by his Spirit? So many questions, enough there for half a dozen sermons at least. But I want to do a decent job of summarizing it in 30 minutes or less on Sunday. I'd love to know what your thoughts are and your questions. So please drop me a line. You can find me via my website, malcolmcox.org. You can find the YouTube channel, the Twitter feed, MCCX, or send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. I'd be very grateful for your questions, even if you don't have answers, as that will help me think through what I want to say, what I think the passage is saying, and what's relevant for the Watford Church at this time. So thanks so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to think about this and pray about this and pray for me as I preach and teach this on Sunday. And if you want to come, by the way, you'd be very welcome. It's 10:30 in the morning at Lawrence Haynes School on Vicarage Road in Watford. We are having lunch also. We always do that on the last Sunday of the month. So come along. If you can bring some potluck food, that'd be great. If you can't, that's okay. Just come and join in. There's always some extra there. So that's on Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. Well, thanks so much. Take care and God bless you.